This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Welcome back. Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci out there in the state of Washington, making sure that the... Well, you're not on the left coast. We've already established that. You're inland.
Close enough.
That's close enough. But making sure that there's, you know, educated educators across this nation that speak education, because that's what we do every week. Johnny, great to have you back.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Anybody watching on Facebook Live, check out Johnny's face, man.
Hey,
yo,
lost some weight up there.
Holy, what? I mean, you know,
got rid of my chin sweater.
Yeah, everybody's just used to seeing Johnny with that beard. It's like, look at that, nice. Oh. You know, kind of got that like 1990s rough, you know, actor look, right? You know, I've shaven 3 days ago, and I'm gonna look like this now for the next, you know, 9 weeks of the television series.
Yeah, that would mean I'd have to shave a couple times a day, man, because it's. You know what it's like with that Mediterranean chin sweater.
Well, you know what it's like. And the other side, which we said, if you look on under our hats, the other problem is that doesn't grow enough up there.
No, sir.
You got to keep it. Yeah, you know, for some reason it goes all the other side. But Johnny, welcome back. And I am so, you know, this is exciting. You know, no guests tonight, just you and I chopping it up, breaking it down.
I feel kind of like a guest.
Well, no, you're only out for a week, man. Come on, dude.
I know, man, but you know what? A week feels like a lot longer these days.
Well, you were out for a week, and then we took a week off last week. You know, things happened, and so, but we are back, fully leaded education talk live. Give us a call, 844-967-2789 if you want to check it out, too. Busted Pencils on Facebook. We are live right now. If you want to see the beauty that is Busted Pencils, make sure you check out the Facebook Live page, because... come on, there have never been two education radio hosts that have looked so good in so long. Maybe ever, in fact, put it that way. But Johnny, you know, so much, right? Biden, we've talked about this learning loss, all these things. I'm picking up the book that I had been writing that got kind of derailed from COVID, which was my Exodus Files book, where I had interviewed 350 different teachers about whether they planned on staying in the field or teaching. And, you know, well over 90% were talking about, if I had a way out, I would. And then COVID hit, kind of derailed. And I was like, you know what, though? If we're going to really write the book, I need to put a COVID, you know, kind of addendum to the survey. Those surveys started coming in. And there was just this quote, which I want to start with, and it's, again, on there. But the teacher, it's again referring to the pandemic, but I love this quote. The pandemic was an accelerant to our education dumpster fire. In regards to, I said, you know, how has the pandemic changed teaching and learning? So to our education dumpster fire, an accelerant. So break that sentence down. Let's go back fifth, sixth grade, diagram that out, figure it out how you would look at that and go, so in other words, there was a dumpster fire in education pre-COVID. And that's the part where I wanted to kind of come at this, where you and I have been talking about this. Holy crap, dumpster fire? Really? What's wrong with this teacher? Because all we want to know is, when can we get back? Because things will be normal then, you know?
Right, Tim. I mean, I think we've been talking about this week after week, you know, that there was more than a big problem in how we were doing schooling. And I want to clarify that I think our guests and we've done a good job along the way of regularly reminding folks that there is a difference between schooling and education. Right. And so I think about schooling, and I think about even more than a dumpster fire, but I think about just, you know, a tragedy in terms of who benefits and who suffers unjustly in those spaces, and what we learn to do in regards to misrepresenting democracy, misrepresenting our capacity to care for one another and to carry out mutual aid and respect. And so, you know, when we think about that, we were already critical of schooling. Mm-hmm. And when I say critical, we're always wanting to echo that. That doesn't mean just, you know, poking holes at something.
Right.
It means really both opposing and proposing, negating and creating together, and thinking about what can we do to be our best selves in educational spaces. And so we were asking those kinds of questions, and we knew if we go back not only in these shows, but we go back to, you know, educators asking those kinds of questions, families and communities saying, how can our schools be better places in terms of education for all children, right? And so we're finding out that there's more we can do. Mm. And I love that survey that came back to you, because that educator really communicated clearly that COVID exposed those open wounds, or that fire, or those embers, we might say, those burning embers.
Right.
And it was an accelerant. It just really exposed. And I want to also, you know, play both the glasses half empty and the glasses half full, because it also showed us that there was a whole lot that we were doing that worked for students in this context. And I'm not romanticizing the COVID at all. Absolutely. It's been just nothing short of awful.
Okay.
But a couple of guests ago, and I'm foggy on our timeline, right? But a couple of guests ago, we had a Boston teacher, right? And they talked about the amazing things they were learning from their students that were both successes in this sort of pandemic teaching, but also the ways it was failing some in meeting the needs of others. And that going back meant more than, you know, going back to the dumpster fire, right? Just kind of like maybe, you know, putting a lid on the dumpster fire, keeping the embers going. But there was an opportunity we have to really listen, to really retool, to allow for diversity in a system, right? It doesn't, the same thing doesn't work everywhere, right? But to allow for some difference and roll with it, right? And really think about what is education that's local, situational, and in support of all students learning, we might say democratically, we might say for social justice and sustainability. There may be a lot of adjectives for it.
Sure.
But when we break it down, it's something better than it was before.
Well, better than the dumpster fire. And this is what a point I let you know. 844-967-2789. If you want to put some accelerant on the dumpster fire that is Busted Pencils, we would gladly welcome your call. Again, and if you want to throw some water on our fire, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, it's for me, thinking about this, so really comes into this, and this question of, that we're really perplexed with is, you know, when are we going to get schools open? And again, you know, we're not going to hold back at going after. And I'm sorry, but right now, you know, whatever the media is, there's a media bias. And there you go. And I'm sorry, coming from CNN, MSNBC, of an uncritical approach to when are we going to get back to school? Friday night, Jake Tapper somehow managed to get a whole hour devoted to asking the question, when do we get back to school? How do we get kids back to school? What's the slowdown? What's happening? And, you know, I was like, dude, we talked about this, and Johnny, when I had a guest on co-hosting with me the week you were out, who's a teacher, Joanna, who's actually been on the show with you, teacher Joanna, she's like, you know, it's great, but when we talk about experts and the media always is bringing on experts to say it's now safe, typically it was always epidemiologists now say it's safe to go back to the classroom, right? I want to know why, first, why are we going back to the classroom? Why is it so important for Jake Tapper and CNN, a major network, to devote an hour on Friday night to discussing how to get back to school? Because why? What's so important? Why do we need to get back to school? Especially if this teacher's right in saying, pre-COVID, there was a dumpster fire going on in my classroom. Why would you want to go back to that? You know, and that's kind of that question that we keep hearing or not hearing is nobody wants. It's like, when? How do we? teachers, what do you, you know, and this one is always the crap one. Teachers, what do you need to go back? Although nobody's ever going to give them what they need to go back, because they'll tell you, it's like, you know what, some sanitary wipes might be helpful to begin with, but I know I'm going to have to go out and buy those on my own. Plexiglass, I know you've recommended. 3 feet of distancing, I know you've recommended that. You're not going to give me any of those things. So when you say, what do I need? I already know you're not, you don't really mean it. So what you're really saying is, get off your lazy, you know, arse and get your butt back in school. But I want, why is this so important to everybody? Why? Johnny, yeah. Why is it important to get back to the dumpster fire? Are we going to put it out? Because I've not heard anybody say we need to get back because COVID, and this is has been an accelerant that has exposed so many things we need to fix. We got to get back now so we can start fixing all of those problems that have been revealed to us during COVID. No one's saying that. It's just, yeah, we got to go back.
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for movements within our educational communities, like the Year of Purpose, Black Lives Matter at School. You know, Jesse Hagopian and Denise Jones, guests a few weeks back, kind of pointing us in that direction and saying, you know, there are teachers out there. There are school models. We've been really kind of reaching out to folks doing that work to say it is possible. We don't need to figure out how to do this. We just need to do it. Right. And so I get hopeful. Again, remember, glass is half full in some cases. And so as we go back, and I'm a big proponent of, I don't think in many cases we're ready to get back safely. But the key word, when we are ready to get back safely, how are we able to, you know, sync up with, amplify, you know, resonate with the largest social movement of all of our lifetime, right? How are we able to say, this is the moment, it's in motion, and we're going to do it? And so I'm optimistic. I think there's possibility for that. Certainly these spaces are saying, hey, if you're not having that conversation, reach out to people who are, and figure out how we can start having that conversation. It's a natural, at this moment, entry point into doing schooling differently, right? Into transforming schooling to spaces of education.
You're hopeful. You know what? Thank you, because I'm not tonight. I'm going to be honest. I'd see in the dumpster fire, and I'm going to keep pushing on this because I agree. I don't disagree with you, Johnny. I don't disagree, Matt, that we want to come back well. I'm not convinced that anybody, that Jake Tapper, was cognizant of the dumpster fire that was pre-COVID. And so until they realize that, that's where I'm going to come at this. So when we get back, Johnny, I want to put this out there. Give us a call. Why should we open schools back up? Right. 844-967-2789. It is Busted Pencils. It is Fully Leaded. We are educated. We are educators. We are talking education. And we'll be back at the break.
That's right.